from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
That's right. In the Loop, Sports Radio 610, Lopez, Figgy Fig, and myself, Reginald Atitude. I was about to speak about myself in the third person on accident.
Yeah, he's one of those guys.
I am self-absorbed. I try not to be, at least.
Yeah. Jimmy likes Elaine.
All right. Appreciate you hanging out with us on this Reaction Monday after the Texans get a inconsequential 17-15 win over the Rams.
Very much so.
The play itself, though, and some of the things that we learned from the players playing could be consequential. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll go around the NFL, talk about some of the other things that are happening in the National Football League. But right now, inspired by the Little League World Series, what from your youth still haunts you to this day? 713-572-4610. Y'all are already hitting us up with some of these answers. I want to let you know before we even dig into those, you have my sympathy. I can tell you that for certain. But my sympathy also goes to the little kids in the Little League World Series from Chinese Taipei on their team as they fell in the World Series final to Florida.
Yeah.
Florida wins the Little League World Series in extra innings.
I think it was, yeah.
Because it was the eighth.
Mm-hmm.
And they win the first Little League World Series for the state of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really cool. And it happened in kind of a wild way. Like I said, it's walk-off fashion because it was the extra innings. It was in the eighth. And it wasn't like a big hit. It wasn't a home run. It was actually some shenanigans on a bunt.
Will they bunt Alexander with the runner at second base, Norton? He gets it down. Oh, it's perfect. It's right there. He's going to win the Little League World Series championship.
So dude bunts the ball.
Yes.
Pitcher was going to concede the guy going to third. Throw it to first base.
But the first baseman also was charging the baseball because it's Little League, man.
There was no one at first base.
And he threw that thing right in the right field. Just smooth in the right field.
So that play is going to haunt at least two kids for the rest of their lives. The pitcher that threw it into right field and the first baseman, or second baseman for that matter, that didn't cover, maybe three people, didn't cover first base. So it got me.
Definitely in the pitcher, for sure.
Definitely. That guy is going to have, he might need counseling.
He could be
I'm not even exaggerating.
Hey, he could go and be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
That play going to hurt.
Yeah, because I also wonder, like, look, we think about the Olympics and the ways that, you know, folks get paid or whatever. Like, what is the celebrations for the Little League World Series? Like, what kind of things do they get if they win? I had never thought about that until this moment. Like, they could have been some legends, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it got me thinking, we all have them. Put your ego aside.
I will not.
We'll get that out of you. He said there's one that he's wrestling telling us.
Yeah, we don't know each other that well.
Now you got to tell us.
Yes.
I don't trust y'all.
It's not optional. You have to tell us.
When those things get out there, it's like when you talk with your lady and you're like, you know, you think you're safe. Yeah. And then like 3 weeks later, y'all arguing. And then all of a sudden you come up and you're like, I thought we were safe.
Yeah, no, you never safe.
Ain't no safe space. Ain't no safe space.
Exactly. So y'all not getting the real answer, but I got one for you.
So what from your youth still haunts you?
Right.
Sports or non-sports? I'll get it started. I've told this story in the past and it still haunts me. Okay, so back in when I was playing high school football, I can go full dramatic. The year was 1979.
Mm. Okay, so the autumn wind.
Back when I was playing high school football in Texas, only one team per each district went to the playoffs. So we finished the season 9-1, but the one game we lost was to the other team in district. So we didn't go to the playoffs. Now, like, 19 teams from each district.
That's right.
You know, go to the playoffs. It's like, you know, Skittles for everybody. But we had one loss, didn't go to the playoffs because of a fourth and goal play on which I was. You remember
tell this story all the time.
I know. I was because it still haunts me. I was a defensive end on the goal line, fourth and one. They come right our way. Mark Pavlosky is behind me. Anthony Pequeno is in front of me. We all crash on the running back. His name was Byron. I thought I had all the details. I remember his last name. Anyway, he hits the ground. The ball is in front of me, in front of the goal line. My face is on the goal line, and they signal a touchdown.
Oh.
And we don't go to the playoffs with a 9-1 record.
That's kind of smart.
Uncle John Rico.
Sports Radio. And of course, if you went to the playoffs, y'all were going to win state that year.
Oh, of course. Come on now.
Of course. Hey,
come on now.
Yeah, you would have been soaking in the bathtub with your soulmate.
So what still haunts you? 713-5724.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
4-6-10.
From the 281, they said probably U-17 soccer. They said a preseason tournament. They were unranked and tied, 0-0, playing a top 10 team in the country. He got a cramp, got subbed out, and then they scored and they lost.
That's an humble brag.
I'd have been out there. If I was out there, I'd have stopped them from scoring.
That's just bragging. That's not haunting.
Let's see. You said you mentioned someone else had texted in earlier. Because we also got people telling us about their first time going to a football game. But from the 281, they said it was a YMCA basketball game.
Missed two free throws.
They got fouled with the game tied, went to the line, missed both of the free throws. Said their Jordan moment. They thought it was their Jordan moment. It turned into a shot.
That is haunting.
That's tough.
That is haunting.
Especially if you're one of those people that are like, I'm pretty good free throw shooter. I shoot like 70, 80% like for a kid or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you get up there and you're like, miss both.
Miss both. All right, you got to tell us the one that you didn't want to tell us.
I will not tell you the one I didn't want to tell you, but I will tell you this one as a substitution, and hopefully it works, because it is still embarrassing for me. In seventh grade, playing, actually, I think it was eighth grade, in fact, playing middle school football, our team did not throw the football a lot. It was more of a running team, but I was a wide receiver, right? And so we didn't have very many throwing plays, but at least with one of these throwing plays, we had like a trick play in the bag, and I still remember the name of the play, although I can't tell you what it actually was. And it was called Kitty Hawk. I don't know why we called it Kitty Hawk, but that was the name of the play. And in this play, I was set to, I believe it might have been a slant, right? I was set to run a slant, and something was happening in the backfield that I don't remember, because I was not as good of a wide receiver as I should have been at that point, knowing the entirety of the play. All I knew was I'm running the slant, the ball coming to me. And so we ran that. We practiced that play a lot. And then finally, at one point during the season, and it was later in the season.
Yeah.
Coach called a play. He was like, hey, man, get out there. Like, we run a Kitty Hawk.
It's happening. Like, oh, it's time. Happening, baby.
It's my time, baby. Let's do this, right? I had long felt I was a great wide receiver that was not getting my due because I was out here blocking and stuff. And I could catch the football. I got good hands. As I'm sure you know where this is going.
Oh, I think I do.
Ran the route. Quarterback put it on me, and I was like, here we go. Turned to get on field, and the ball was not with me. I had dropped the pass. This was a play that we worked on all season to make sure that we had ready. My time came to shine, and I dropped the pass. And
there's one worse than that. There's one.
Oh yeah.
That's a bad one.
Oh yeah. That's a bad one. So like the it was the buildup that really made it worse, because if we had thrown the ball a lot, it's like, hey, line it back up. But I was not getting passes, man. Yeah. Like, this is my opportunity to catch the ball. And I did not catch the ball.
Figgy?
Yeah, so mine is not sports related, really. And I told this story on the show before, how when I was a kid and me, my mom, and I guess her job had went fishing. And my mom, she loved to go fishing just to go. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, I think the hook got caught on my shirt. And so she like, pull it off. So I'm sitting here trying to pull the hook off my shirt. And for some reason, my finger just, it don't snap, but it get caught to my finger.
Oh.
And I cried like a baby.
Yeah. Man. Yeah.
I've never been fishing since.
Oh, like
I never
it scarred you
day.
For that. Mm-hmm.
It scarred me. Like I would never, like I don't, John Lopez can invite me to go fishing. I would just sit on the boat. Yeah. That's it. I'm not touching no rods. Mm-hmm. I'm not pulling anything on the boat, man. I'm cool.
Oh, this is
that's
a tough
part
one.
Me.
Like when you mess up, it's tough. From the 979, they said high school baseball trying to beat their cross county rivals for the first time in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
They scored from first base, and the umpire says they didn't touch third.
Oh,
got to get all the bases.
Is that
look? I understand the heart of the rule and the spirit of the rule. Is that kind of a dumb rule in baseball that we have? That's like you got to make sure you touch all the bases. Like, look, somebody.
It's not a dumb rule, but it's a dumb rule when it's obvious that he was close. Like if you're trying to cut third base short so you can get to home faster, then the rule's valid. But if you're like, you know, you just happen to miss it, you know. Yeah, it's kind
of
dumb that way.
All right, I'm still not giving you the answer, but this was not of my youth because I was in my 20s.
Okay.
Although you might say, hey, that's still your youth.
Yeah.
I for the longest time, I could say that I was not dunked on. Except for this one time.
Oh, man.
I was playing in college. You know, you go to the go at the rec center all the time, got a lot of runs. And there was one dude, real athletic, jump and all that, that we, you know, played with a lot. Good dude. We were good people, right? I still don't think I knew his name ever. And that's the great thing about being being a dude, being a hooper. You just go
you
in.
You just show up.
You just know dudes without knowing them at all.
Yeah.
And there's this one play. You know, I've got long arms. I'd like to play defense. And so there's one time coming down. I am probably like second block in the paint, and I see the ball, like the point guard throw the ball up, and I'm like, he's just throwing this out of bounds. I'm gonna jump up and grab it.
Yeah.
I jump up, and of course I should have thought, who is he throwing the ball to?
Because
he's not just throwing it out.
Oop.
Dude from my guy with the springs is in the corner and he's running down the baseline. He goes up and gets it, and I'm in the air, and by the time I notice, it's one of those slow motion, no. Get dunked on. The one time I got dunked on in my life. And the funny thing about it is after the game, he walks up to me and goes, why did you jump? And I'm like, I didn't see you there. Otherwise, I absolutely would not have, because that's the one thing I wanted to do was preserve never being dunked on my life.
I used to tell all my players this. If you ain't never been dunked on, then you probably haven't played enough hoops. Everyone gets dunked on at some point.
Yeah, but we wasn't playing for nothing. Like, it's one thing to get dunked on when you're playing for some money or something. Yeah. I wouldn't play, but I was getting cardio. That's not the time to get dunked on. Some other things coming in. Other people are just talking about like sports moments that happened in their youth that have scarred them. Like obviously the Oilers getting caught back, walked down.
Yeah.
In some ways, someone's talking about the Big 12 championship or Big 12 baseball championship.
I think he played in it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I thought you were talking about watching it, but yes, Big 12 baseball championship lost to A&M in 2011 in extra innings. That one was brutal, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's tough. Keep sending those in. I'll see if we can sprinkle those in.
Yeah.
The moments that from your youth that still haunt you as we salute the Little League World Series champions in Florida and, you know, have a little bit of sympathy for
those poor kids.
The kids from Chinese Taipei. A little bit of an error to lose the game. That's unfortunate. In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Thanks for hanging out with us. Coming up next, we'll go around the NFL, talk about some preseason numbers, and a man who was very disappointed that he did not get the job that he wanted. We'll talk about it next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.